Today's daf is Makis daf Chof Dalet, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, Omar Rav Elazar. So the Mishnah, as we come to the last daf of Masechtas Makis, was discussing a halacha, a chiddush in the laws of Makis, and that is if somebody does a loisa say, that's a chayv krisos, he's chayv koris, in the event that Bezdin gives him Malkus, Nifteru yidei krisasan divrei Rab Chananya ben Gamliel. The Gemara said that chalukin olav chaverov al Rab Chananya ben Gamliel, but stating that the halacha is like Rab Chananya ben Gamliel. And Rabbi Yosef commented, and he said, man salik le'ela va'asa va'amar. Who went up to Shemayim and came back with this piece of information that the halacha is like Rab Chananya ben Gamliel? Meaning, how would we know down on this world whether if someone's chayiv koris and he gets malchus, now he's suddenly not chayiv koris anymore? Or is chayiv koris? I mean, that's something that you would have to be tapped in to know for a fact. So the Gemara's kasha was, Amar Rav Yosef, man salik le'e lavas of Amar. So on that note, the Gemara digressed a little bit and discussed different instances where there was some proverbial memo, so to speak, that came from Shemayim to tell us something that we otherwise would not have known. And on that note, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar, v'gimel mekoymos, hoyfia ruach hakodesh. There were three times in history where there was ruach hakodesh that made an appearance. B'veis dinoy shel shem, the first time in the Bezdin of Shem, Shem ben Noach. Ubevezdino shel Shmuel Aramasi. The second time was in the Bezdin, in the court of Shmuel Aramasi. And finally, Ubevezdino shel Shloima. Says the Gemara, Ubevezdino shel Shem. Where do you find that in Shem's Bezdin there was an appearance of Ruach HaKodesh? The pasuk says, Vayakir Yehuda, Vayoymer Tzotka Mimeni. And the context over there, of course, is the story of Yehuda and Tamar, where Tamar had been married to Yehuda's sons, two sons, one after another. They both died, and Tamar felt that Yehuda had an obligation of Yibum to marry her. Yehuda didn't marry Tamar for whatever reason, and Tamar decided that she was going to disguise herself and she was somehow going to be Mizdavik together with Yehuda. So the pasuk says that she dresses up like a Zoyna, she stands al Emaderech. Yehuda doesn't recognize her. The Gemara waxes poetic about the unbelievable tznius that Tamar must have had when she was living in Yehuda's house, because here she's Yehuda's daughter-in-law and Yehuda doesn't even know who she is. Either way, Yehuda is Mizdavik together with Tamar. Tamar demands payment. Yehuda doesn't have payment, but Yehuda gives her a mashkin. To make a long story short, people find out that Tamar is pregnant, and this must have been from an illicit relationship. And the Bezdin of Shame paskins that Tamar's chayiv misan. They're bringing her out to be killed. And as she's being killed, she says that the person that I was mizdavik with, by the way, why don't you return this collateral to him, because this collateral belongs to him. When Yehuda finds out what the collateral is, he realizes that he was the person, and she's Tamar, and that's how this all happened. Now, the Gemara says that Tamar could have said that. Tamar could have said right away that this wasn't an illicit relationship, this was a Yibum. I really was supposed to be together with Yehuda. Yehuda was my father-in-law, and there's some element of Yibum, even though the Katchila, it's with the brother-in-law, but the Ramban famously says in Parshas Vayeshev that there's an idea of Yibum that relates to Shar Krevim as well, and she could have been off the whole thing. But she knew that Yehuda would have been embarrassed, and this is what Chazal say, Noyech Loi La'odim She'yap Al'atzma L'teich Kivshon Ha'esh V'yal Yalbim Penei Chaver Berab. But either way, Yehuda himself was Moida. And when Yehuda heard that he's the person, instead of just letting Tamar be killed, Yehuda comes out and he says, this is me. I'm the one that actually did it. Vayakir Yehuda vayoymer tzotka mimeni. The Gemara says that Reuven learned from Yehuda, and then Reuven, after his ma'aseh with Bilhah, he went ahead and he was ma'id as well. So there's so much halacha and haggadah and machshava and ashkaf and chsidis that comes out of the story of Yehuda and Tamar. But what do we want right now? L'inyoneinu, says the Gemara, mina yada. How did Yehuda know that he was the husband or he was the father? Meaning, I understand that Yehuda knew that he had been together with Tamar, but maybe there were other people that were with Tamar as well, and maybe the other person was really the father. Zokta Gemara, you know what the answer was? Yotus Abaskol. There was a Baskol. There was Ruach HaKodesh. That was Hoifia Beveistino Shalshem Va'amro. And what did the Baskol say? Mimeni Yotsu Kevushin. The Rivan has two pshatim, what kfusha means. In the second pshat, he says, Miloshen Kovshin, that there are two people that are going to conquer on behalf of Klal Yisrael, David HaMelech and Mashiach Ben David. They're both going to come run this Zivug, but regardless, there was a Ruach HaKodesh that was Hoifia that told everybody that, yeah, Yehuda is the person, Yehuda is the father of this child that Tamar is carrying. Where do you find that there was Ruach HaKodesh in Shmuel's bezin? Except the pasuk says, "Hinani anu bi neged Hashem, v'neged mishichoy es shor mi lo kachti." Vayomer, and they said, "Lo yashaktanu v'lo yratzei seinu." Vayomer, "Eid Hashem ve'eid mishichoy ki lo mitzasem biyadi me'uma." Vayomer, "Eid." Says, the context over there is that Shmuel is giving a speech to Klal Yisrael, and he tells them that you all know how honest the leader I was, and I never took anything from you that I wasn't supposed to do. And at the very end of his speech, Klal Yisrael answers, "Vayoymer eight." Vayit the Gemara, "Vayoymer lashon yachid, vayoymru mi boilei." Should have said, "Vayoymer lashon rabim." Who's responding? Who's commenting to what Shmuel just said? To Shmuel's address, it's all of Klal Yisrael. If it's all of Klal Yisrael, it should be lashon rabim. It should say "Vayoymru." Why does it say "Vayoymer"? Says the Gemara, there's a hidden meaning over here. Klal Yisrael answered, and from Klal Yisrael's standpoint, it would have been "Vayoymru." But there was also a Vayoymer, Yotzas a Baskel. It was the Baskel of Amra, Ani, Eid, Bedover, Azeh. The Vestina Shal Shleima, where do you find that there was Ruach HaKodesh in Shleima Melech's Bez, and the Chsiv Ayana Melech, Vayoymer, Tnula, Sayel, Adachai, Vameis, Loiti, Misu, Kihi Imoy. This is the well-known story where two women come into Shleima Melech's Bezdin and they're fighting over a child. It's my child. It's my child. Shleima says, cut the baby in half. And of course, the rest is history. But the Gemara says, had Shleima Melech know? How did he know who the real mother was? How did he know to say that this mother must be the real mother? Says the Gemara, Dume Rume Kama Arma. Maybe they were lying. I understand it was based on some Kayach HaTayna, but maybe there was Harama going on. Must be that there was a Ruach HaKodesh. Yotzes a Basko Va'amra. He emails. So those were the three times. The first one was with Vestina Shel Shem. That was with the Mice of Yudin Tamar. The second time is with Vestina Shel Shmuel Aramasi. That's when Shmuel is giving his address, Ba'achris Yomov, to Klal Yisrael. And the third time is in the court of Shleim HaMelech, with the famous story of cutting the babies. But the Gemara says, Amar Rava, I don't agree. I think you can very easily be doicha each one of these three makayres and say that there's no raya that was Ruach HaKodesh. In the case of Yehuda and Tamar, Yehuda did the math and he counted the months and he counted the days, the Isrami, and he realized that it was very likely that he's the father of this child. And even though it's possible maybe that there was somebody else, but the chazina mechaskin, the lo chazina lo mechaskinon, you'd be machzik, you would have to assume it was Yehuda, because Yehuda for sure was together with Tamar. There's a suffix, there's a tzad, that maybe there was somebody else. The math works out for Yehuda to be the father. It's possible that there was somebody else, but at the end of the day, the chazina michaskina, the lechazina lemichaskina, Shmuel Nami, as it relates to Shmuel, even though it says vayoymer, and the Gemara's kasha was, shouldn't it have said vayoymeru, and that's a raya, that there was a basko, kuli Yisrael, kari lebeloshin yechidi. You find sometimes that all Klal Yisrael is referred to as one yachid, as one unit. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Yisrael Noisha Bashem, Chua Soilamim, Yisrael Noisha Bashem, it's Bnei Yisrael, it's Klal Yisrael, Yisrael is a Lashon Yachid. And you see that sometimes Klal Yisrael is referred to as a Lashon Yachid, and Shleim Anami, and as it relates to the story of Shleim HaMelech, no, Shleim HaMelech was using Chachma, it wasn't necessarily Ruach HaKodesh, he made the Chesh B'midah HaKamirachmasa, the HaKamirachmasa. This one wanted the baby to be cut, and the other one was screaming, don't. So he realized one must be the real mother, the other one doesn't care. Either way, he says, the Gemara, you have no raya. There's no raya per se that there was Ruach HaKodesh, that was Haifia in these three respective Batei Dinim, Ela Gemara. It must be something that we know in Mesaira. The next Gemara is a classic. Darish Rav Simloi, Sheish Meyois, Vishloish Esrei, Mitzvahis, Nemer Loi Lamoish. There were 613 mitzvahs that were told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shloish meyos v'shish and v'chomish lav, and 365 lav, and kiminyan yimayzacham, like the 365 solar days. Umasayim v'abonu v'shmayda k'neged evar v'shalad, 248 mitzvahs aseis k'neged evar v'shalad, the remach evarim that a person has. Amar Rav Nuna, Rav Nuna is a micro. How do you know tariyak mitzvahs? So this is the Gemara. It's one Gemara in Shas. 613 mitzvahs. What's the makar? It says the Gemara, Torah tziv alonu Moshe, my Rosh HaKilas Yaakov, Torah is b'gematria shis mei v'chatzri hava. If you do the math, Torah is b'gematria 611. That means Torah, 611 mitzvahs, tziv alonu Moshe. We got from Moshe Rabbeinu, anoichi v'loyir l'cha, and we know that the first two of the Aseres HaDibros, anoichi Hashem alaykecho, and loyir l'cha alihim acher ma'ponoi, mipiak v'ra shamana, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you take the 611 mitzvahs that we heard from Moshe, Torah, tziv alonu Moshe, and we add them to the two mitzvahs that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoichi v'layir l'cha mipia gvura shamanim, what you end up with is 613 mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, Simin Dameshmak Sak. But David, the midan al achas esre, says the Gemara. So Moshe Rabbeinu received 613 mitzvahs on Har Sinai. David HaMelech, many generations later, came. He took the 613 mitzvahs and he narrowed them down to 11. So he took it from 613 to 11. Dechsev, it's a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, it's Perek Tezvav. I'll read the pasuk first. Mizmer leDavid, Hashem, mi yogur ba'olecha, mi yishken b'harkat shecha. Who is worthy to live ba'olecha? Who is worthy to dwell b'harkat shecha? You know what the answer is? Someone that has the following bio. He has the following resume. Hoylech tamim, upayal tzedek, v'doiver emes b'vavoy, v'yrogal al l'shoynev, v'yosal rei ura, v'cherpa leinos al kroivoy, nivzabein av nimos, v'zirei Hashem yechabed, nishba lahara v'lo yomir, kaspoy leinosam b'neshech, v'shoychad al noki leilokach, oise eile lo yimay b'oil. Now let's touch it. So what are these things? And if you count them, they're 11. Hoylech tamim, that's someone that is a tamim. He lives b'tmimus. Upayal tzedek, that's someone that does stock. He does chesed. The doiver emes bovavoy, he's honest. Loi rogal al shoyinoi, he doesn't speak lashon hara. Loi asul re'eu ra, he doesn't do bad things unto other people. The cherpa loi nas al kroyve, he's nice to his mishpacha. Nivza be'ein of nimas. If somebody is a nivza, he's a bazoi, he's a rasha. If he knows there's someone that Hashem doesn't like, be'ein of nimas, he doesn't like him either. That's yiri Hashem yichabin. And to the contrary, if somebody's a yori Hashem, he gives him kovid. Nishba lahara v'lo yomer. If he makes a shvua lahara to be misagif himself, to do something bad to himself, even with a shvua is not really chal, it doesn't matter. He's always going to listen to the shvua. Kaspa le'nosa v'nashach. He's not involved in ribbis. V'shoichad anokhi le'lochach. And finally, he doesn't take shoichad either. Oise'ela lo'yimot lo'ilam. If somebody could observe these 11 things, lo'yimot lo'ilam. So it started off, Torah tzivalonu Moshe 611 plus an echad li'el, l'chabibi agvur shemanim 613 mitzvahs. But David ve'midan alachas esrei, David HaMelech comes and he narrows it down to 11. What's the 11? It's Tehillim Perek Tezvav. The Gemara now is going to explain all 11. Hoylich Tamim, who is an example of a Hoylich Tamim? Ze Avram, Dichsiv Hishalech, Lefonai, Veheye Tamim. So David wasn't, Avram Avinu wasn't just a Tamim, but he was a Hoylich Tamim. It was a way of life. He lived a life of Tamimus. Hishalech, Lefonav, Veheye Tamim. Poyel Tzedek, who's an example of an honest worker. Kigoin Abba Chilkiyo. Abba Chilkiyo, the Gemara says in Tainis, Davchav Gimel, that when he was working, so he worked for somebody else, he was an employee, and when he was working, if somebody would come to him and say Shalom Aleichem, he wouldn't even say Aleichem Shalom, because it was going to take away his focus from the work that he had to do. V'doiver emes bovavoy, who's an example of that? Kigoyin Rav Safra. Rashi, or the Rivan, quotes a Shiltis Rabachoy Goyin, where the Shiltis says that Rav Safra once had something that he wanted to sell, and somebody came to buy it, and he offered him a price. Rav Safra was a middle lane in Kriya Shema. Because he was a middle lane in Kriya Shema, he couldn't respond, meaning he was really okay with the price. He couldn't nod his head though, because he was in Kriya Shema. I am Yuma Daf Yotessam, it's not something you're supposed to do. So Rav Safra doesn't say anything. The person assumed that Rav Safra was ignoring him because he wasn't comfortable with the price. So he started negotiating against himself. So he ups the price, and finally when Rav Safra finished Kriya Shema, instead of taking the higher price, which this person was clearly willing to pay, Rav Safra said, I have to be honest with you, I would have agreed to the original price. It just so happens I was late in Kriya Shema, and that's why I couldn't accept it, but the bottom line is, Rav Safra was a doiver MS, even Bilvavoy. It wasn't something that he ever said. But even a doiver MS, Dvarim Shabalei Vein and Dvarim, right? But when it comes to being honest, on this level of a doiver MS Bilvavoy, in Rav Safra's world, Dvarim Shabalei, Havi Dvarim, and being that inside he had already agreed to the deal, he didn't want to back out of it. The fourth thing was Loi Rogal Al Shoynoi Ze Yaakov Avinu Dichsev Ula Yemusheni Avi Vayisi Be'in Av Kimsateya. You see that Rivka is telling Yaakov, go take the brachas. Your father wants to give the brachas to Esav. Your father doesn't know, he doesn't realize Esav is Kisai B'Fiv, he's fooling him. You're really the one that's supposed to take the brachas. And what is Yaakov's reaction? I can't take it. It's dishonest. Rivka said, I know I'll be Ruach HaKodesh. You're supposed to get the brachas. And then eventually, she convinced Yaakov to take it. But you see that Yaakov really didn't want to take it. Yaakov was an example of Le'rogal al-Lashonai. Le'asul le'eyuro. What does that mean? Shle'yar lum nasa shachaver. This is a person that doesn't encroach on somebody else's parnasa. Ve'cherpa le'nasa al-kroivoy. Zeh mekarev es kroivov. That's someone that's not just mekarev rechoykin, but he's mekarev kroivim. But in this case, more specifically, he's makariv his kroivim. He helps out his mishpacha. He has an opportunity to help his family. He does. Nivza be'en of nimas zechiskiyoh amelech. That comes up throughout Shas. Shagir atzmeis aviv. So we know that Chizkiyoh amelech's father was Achaz. And Achaz was a Rasha. And when Achaz died, instead of Chizkiyoh giving cover to his father, which is something that he would have done, but he felt that it would be a kapara for his father's neshama. So he actually was mevaza his father. He slept his corpse. And there were different things that he did for a bezoyin for his father. And the reason he did it was because he thought that his father would get kapara. But at the end of the day, there was also a kiyum in this pasuk, nivza, someone that's nivza, someone like Achaz, who was a rasha be'en of nimas Chizkiyoh, despite the fact that he was his father, he was still willing to treat him b'derech b'zayim. When Yehoshaphat would see a Talmud Chacham, he would get up from his chair, he would hug him, and he would kiss him, and he would call him Rebbe, Rebbe, Moiri, Moiri. An example of someone that swears and he keeps his shvua would be Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, I hate betaynes. Rabbi Yochanan sometimes used to make a tainus. He would say that he's going to be home, he has a 2-hour commute, so I hate betaynes. I want to be betaynes. He was mekabel tainus until he gets home. Now the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan had a cheshbin, it's a Gemara tainus daf yud beis amud aleph, but the chiddush is that really the tainus wasn't chal, because it was a tainus shoyz. And a tainus shoyz, even if it's chal, it would have to mean that someone was mekabel tainus at 11 o'clock in the morning and it's going to go up until Shkia. But to be mekabel tainus for 2 hours smack in the middle of the day is not a real shvua. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan said it for whatever his motivation was, but he was a nishba lahara. It was lahara, it was something bad for himself. I hate betainus. It was a siguf on some level. But v'lo yomer, he wouldn't violate it. Kasper l'nosam b'neshech. What does that mean? Afilu b'ribis levi kechav. He doesn't even lend ribis to a guy, which is a very big chiddush, because the Rambam Shita is that not only are you allowed to be malva bribis to a guy, but it's actually a mitzvah's essay to eraisa to be malva bribis to a guy. So how would the Rambam explain this gemara? And what's an example of someone that didn't take shoychad? Could go in Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. An example would be Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara tells a story, Ksubis daf kofei, that's one of the places in Shas. The place really where the Gemara discusses the laws of Shaychad. And the Gemara says he had an aris, somebody that worked for him, a sharecropper. And the aris had a dentaira. He came to Rav Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, and at the same time that he came for the dentaira, he brought him his percentage of the field that he was supposed to give him. Rabbi Yosi Shmuel said, "You disqualified me. I'm posel. I can't be a dain." Even though Alpi Halacha maybe he was able to, but this was a chumrah in v'sheichad al naki lo ilokach. The Marsha says, v'sheichad al naki, that even though the person that was giving the sheichad was a naki, usually when somebody gives sheichad, he has bad motives. He's doing it because he wants to be corrupt and he wants the dayan to judge in his favor. That wasn't the case here. The person was actually giving Rav Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi what was becoming Rav Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. It was per their lease agreement. But still, despite the fact that he was a naki, even the sheichad al naki loy lochad. Regardless, so the Gemara says, Tariyak mitzvahs baba David, then midan al achas esrei. The Gemara just went through them, and the Gemara gave examples of them, which show us that when the Gemara says, for example, the sheichad al naki loy lochad, David Malch didn't just mean someone that doesn't take sheichad. He meant the madrega within the laws of sheichad. Kaspa loy nosam b'neshech doesn't just mean he's not malver or leve beribis. Means I feel a beribes over kachavim. Nishba lahar v'layomer means even I hate betaynis achavil obesi, which is not a real chalui's taynis. Even that kind of taynis, even that kind of shvua, a person is going to be careful in. Regardless, the pasuk concluded. What did David HaMelech say? Oiseila, if you can keep these 11 mitzvos, lo yimot la'olam. You have nothing to worry about. You're always going to be strong. Lo yimayt la'olam. Says the Gemara, K'shay, Rabbi Gamliel, I get, let me cross over. Rabbi Gamliel used to come to this pasuk, Ha'ya boicha. Rabbi Gamliel used to cry. Omar, he would say as follows, Man da'avadu l'kulu hudu la'yimayt, ha'chadu minayu yimayt. Let's do the back of the envelope arithmetic. So if somebody is careful in all these things that are mentioned in the pasuk, lo yimayt la'olam. But if someone is not careful in all 11 things, even if he's careful in 10 or 9 or 1, a person that doesn't observe all 11, only him lo yimayt la'olam, the rest of us, we're all in trouble. So Rabbi Gamliel used to come to this pasuk, haya baicha, amrule. So they told Rabbi Gamliel, miksev oisei kol eileh. It doesn't say oisei kol eileh, that you have to do all of it. Oisei eileksev, afilo b'chadaminayu. Even if you do only one of them, for that in itself, you'll already be zoicha that lo yimayt la'olam. The Eloi teimahachi, and they told Rabbi Gamliel, his chaverim did, I'll prove it to you. Ksiv krachin, it is an alta pasuk. It says in the parsha of Arayas, al tetamu b'chol eila. Don't get involved in all of that rice. Hasam Nami, you're going to tell me? Same diak. Hanegeya b'chol elohu d'metama b'chol d'minayu loy. It's just all that rice that a person has to distance himself from. But one erva is okay? Of course not. Elolav b'achas mikol elah. What it means is, if someone is metama b'achas mikol elah, v'nichrisu anafash so'isois, you have everything that the pasuk says regarding a rice. Hocha Nami, here too, b'achas mikol elah. That if someone is not oisei kol elah, but someone's oisei achas mikol elah, so Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 613 mitzvahs. David HaMelech came and he narrowed it down to 11 mitzvahs. But Yeshaya Novi, several generations later, came the Midan al Sheish, and he took the Torah from 11 mitzvahs and he further narrowed it down to 6. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, and this is in Yeshaya Perik Lamid Gimel. The pasuk says, Hoylech Tzedakos V'Dover Meisharim. Moyes bevetza mashakois, noyer kapoiv mit moich bashoichat, oitem ozne mishmoya, nome vaoitzav enem eroisbera. So Yeshaya Novi refers to 6 mitzvahs that a person needs to observe, and this is by Yeshayo, the midan al sheish. What are these 6 things? Let's go through it again. Hoylech tzedakois, that at first glance sounds like a person that lives with chesed, with tzedek. Vidoiver meisharim, some level of yashrus, he's a gruda guy. Moyes bevetza mashakois, he's moyes, he's disgusted from gezel. Noyer kap of mitmoich b'shoichad, he removes himself from shoichad. Oitem oznoi mishmoy adomim, he doesn't listen to anything that involves shvichas domim. Va'oitem enam erois bera, and he's careful in shmir seinai. Says the Gemara, Hoylich tzedak goes, who's an example of that, Zav Ram Avinu, t'chsev ki yedat of the man ashe yitzava. You find this loshoin of tzedek regarding Avram Avinu, but you see that it was a way of life. As the pasuk concludes, Ashi Yitzaveh es bono ves beis hayachra v'shamru derech Hashem lasa yitzadako mishpat. V'davim meishorim zeh she'enoi maknit p'nei chaveru b'rabim. That's somebody that doesn't embarrass his friend publicly. Moyes bevetza mashakos kegoin Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was uber careful when it came to gzela. The Gemara in the same sugi that we mentioned earlier with Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi regarding shoichat, the Gemara tells a story that somebody once came to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha for a din taira, and that's why it's in the context of shoichat, and he brought him matnes kuna, he brought him reishas hageiz. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a kohen gadol, he was a kohen, right? So he brought him reishas hageiz. So Rabbi Shmuel says, where are you from? So he tells him he's from some distant city. So he told him, I can't accept the reishas hageiz. Forget about the shoichat component. He said he wouldn't even take the reishas hageiz if I wasn't going to paskin any shailas for you. He said, why not? He said, because if you live in a city far away, I assume the kohanim, when they do their budgets in the beginning of the year, they think that they're getting taxes from you. They think they're going to get your reishas hageiz. So by me now taking it, I'm taking something that somebody out there thought he was going to get. It's some abizrayu of gizela. It's a madrega of gizela. And the bottom line is, moyes bevetza mashakos. It's kagoyin Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. He refused to take this because in his mind, he thought that somebody else was going to be losing out. Noyer kapim mitmoich b'sheichad. Kagoyin Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef. That's the story we said earlier with the sharecrop of Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef. We didn't want to take sheichad from him. Oitin eznoi mishmoy adomim goy shama bezilusa detzumir abana v'shasek. This is someone who, if he hears somebody be mevaza talmud chacham, he's not quiet. He's moicha. He could go in Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon of Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perek HaPoyal in fame, Va'oitzim Enam Erois Bara. And finally, the 6th thing that Yeshaya Novi mentioned is someone that's careful in Shmiras Neinayim, and Rabbi Chia Barabi was referring to something. Rabbi Chia Barabi, Tom Rabbi Chia Barabi, Zeh She'inu Mistakul Benoshim B'Shosha Imdeis Ala Kvisa. When the women are by the rivers and they're washing clothing and they're in a compromised sneeze position, they don't look. And that's the oitzim ein of mirois bara. It's the 6th thing that Yeshaya Novi mentioned. What does the pasuk include? It says, "Ksiv." The next pasuk, "Hu miroimim yishkoin mitzodei sloim iskaboy lachmoy nita main of nevanim." Unbelievable schoolists that are going to befall upon this person that keeps these 6 things. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 613 mitzvahs. But David, v'himidan ala chas esre. He took it from 613, narrowed it down to 11. But Yeshayahu, and he narrowed it down to 6. But Micha, the Navi Micha came, and he realized that 6 was too much. So v'himidan al shalosh, he narrowed it down to 3. D'chsid, as the pasuk says, b'ma akadim Hashem, ikaf lelekei mara. Now what's the answer? Higil l'cha adam ha-toyv, u'ma Hashem doyrish mimcha. This is straightforward. Asois mishpat, of course, means din. should be honest. Ahavas chesed is chesed. And atznei aleches is that a person should operate on atomol. He should operate b'tznius. Asayis mishpot zedin. Ahavas chesed zegmilus chasodim. V'atznei aleches zehoitzos hameis v'achnosas kal. What does that mean? That even if a person is involved in mitzvahs that usually people do publicly, such as hoitzos hameis, and achnosas kali, even those mitzvahs the person should do about tznei aleches. V'alei dvarim kal v'chemo. Ma dvarim shein darkin lasayis b'tzino. Omri teir v'atznei aleches. Ma dach mitzvahs that the derech is to do b'farhesia, b'pumbi. Micha said, do it by tznei aleches. Dvarim shedarkan la'soysen b'tzino. Something that the derech is that people usually do b'tzino. Alachas kama v'kama. Certainly, a person is supposed to do b'tzino. We've spoken that in the past. A piece from Ramosha, where Ramosha Feinstein said that the pasuk emphasizes that when Avraham Avinu did bris milah, it says he did it be'etzem hayom hazeh. Why does it say that he did it be'etzem hayom hazeh? So Ramosha says because sometimes there's an inyan about tznei aleches and Hashem alekecha, but at other times there's an inyan where a person is supposed to be mefarsim the fact that he's doing a mitzvah. He can be mechazik other people. It could be a tremendous kiddush Hashem. Sometimes if a person does all his mitzvahs b'tzina, so people think he doesn't do mitzvahs. So there could be a chilul Hashem that comes out as a result of that. So a person has to weigh on the one hand his obligation of tznei aleches and Hashem with at the same time a person could be a role model and he could show other people what you're supposed to do. Avraham Avinu felt that the right thing to do was not to do bris milah b'atznei aleches, but the right thing to do was to do bris milah b'etzem hayoyim hazeh. We spoke about plaques when it comes to giving stock. I think we have a raid bite on that, but the point is that there's an inyan of atznei aleches Hashem alekecha, but it's balanced with the idea of sometimes doing things b'etzem hayoyim hazeh. Chazei Yeshayo. So now Yeshayo came. And later, in Perek Nunvot, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Yeshayo was Hemidon al Shesh. Now Yeshayo came again, and it was Hemidon al Shnayim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Shimru Mishpat, Vasud Stoka. He didn't say Atznei Aleches and Hashem Alekecha. Maybe that's the pshat, like we just said. Because Atznei Aleches sometimes is the right thing, and sometimes Be'etzem Ayayim Azeh. But Bo Amos, then Amos came, Hemidon al Achas. Amos said, not even two. One, Shenemar Koyamar Hashem Lebeis Yisrael, Dirshuni Vichyu. All you need to do is Dirshuni. Bakshu as Hashem. You have to be Dirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that in and of itself is going to be enough. Maskov Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Dirshuni is one. Dirshuni might mean everything. Eimer Dirshuni B'chalat Erekula. Maybe it means be Dirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do all the mitzvahs assays, the rices, the rabbanons, the minhagim, everything. How do you know Dirshuni means one particular mitzvah? Ella says the Gemara, very famously, B'chabakuk v'midan alachas. It wasn't Amos that was in midan alachas. It was Chabakuk that was in midan alachas. Shenemer v'tzadik v'munasa yichya. One mitzvah. One mitzvah. And you know what the mitzvah is? Emunah. Believe in Hashem. B'tochin. Trust in Hashem. That is the one mitzvah that Chabakuk said that in the lowest of times, at the end of the day, that one mitzvah can't leave you. And bo Chabakuk v'midan alacha shenemar v'tzadik b'monasa yichya. So we have Moshe Rabbeinu 613 mitzvahs. Bo David v'midan alacha sesri. David said, not 613, 11. Yeshaya Novi said, not 11, 6. Micha made it 3. Yeshaya came a second time and he said 2. And finally, Chabakuk said 1, and that is, V'tzadik b'munasa yechya. The question is, what's Tutzachta? What's Pashup Shah? What was that Rabbi HaMelech saying? You don't have to keep 613 mitzvahs? All you have to do is keep 11 mitzvahs? Yeshaya Novi was saying, all you have to keep is 6 mitzvahs? Micha said, all you have to keep is 3 mitzvahs. Chabakuk said, just believe in God, that's it. V'tzadik b'munasa yichya, and you're fine, everything is going to be okay. If you take a look at the Marsha, says, Hakushya nifursemes b'zeh. The question is famous. V'chibo levatel kol shara mitzvahs. And the Marsha has a long arichos, and there's many different pshatim in the Mefarshim, and it's a little above my pay grade, but ayin sham, the bottom line is in terms of what pshat in the Gemara is. So what pshat in the Gemara is shver. Again, there's many pshatim. What pshat in the Gemara isn't is very obvious. And it doesn't mean that there's only one mitzvah or 11 mitzvahs or 6 mitzvahs or 2 mitzvahs or 3 mitzvahs. There's 613 mitzvahs. Where the pshat is that they were saying that you can narrow down the 613 mitzvahs to 11 ikarim, where everything else will somehow be anathem of those ikarim. Whatever the pshat is, again, in kama koimoi, there is a lot of rage we need to speak out, but first one more Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Arba Gzeres Gaza Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yisrael. There were four gzeiros that Moshe Rabbeinu imposed on Klal Yisrael. Boar, Abba, Nevi'im, Uvitam. Then there were four Nevi'im that came, they were Mevatel. So what's the segue? We're talking about Nevi'im being Mevatel, so to speak, on some level, the idea of Tayyar Mitzvahs. So there were four gzeiros that Moshe Rabbeinu imposed that the Nevi'im were Mevatel. Moshe said, Vayishkon Yisrael betach bodod ein Yaakov. That when is the Yidden, when is Klal Yisrael going to be betach? When are they going to be able to leave comfortably and securely in Yaakov, if they're going to be on the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu, which sort of implied that if the Yidden aren't going to be on that Madrega, then maybe they're not going to be so secure. But Amos who bitlos, the Novi Amos came and he was mevatel chenemar, as the pasuk says, Hashem Elokim chadal na mi yakum Yaakov ki katoin hu, and the pasuk says nicham Hashem alzois gam hi loisia amar Hashem Elokim, that what are the Yidden going to do if they're katan? They're small. They're not going to have a kiyum. And Hashem, nicham Hashem al zois, gam hi lo yisiyah, omer Hashem Elokim. You're right. That even though Moshe Rabbeinu had made this gzera that if the Yidden aren't going to be perfect, maybe there should be homeland security issues, Amos was mevatel then, and Hashem was masking. Moshe said, u'bagoyim mahem lo yitargia, that when the Yidden are in Golos, lo yitargia, they're not going to have any menucha. Says the Gemara, by Yirmiyo came, and Yirmiyo was mevatelet. Yirmiyo said, "Koyamar Hashem, motzachem b'midbar, am sridei chorev holoich lahargia Yisrael." That even when Klal Yisrael is sridei chorev, the end of days and the worst of times, but holoich lahargia Yisrael, they're always going to have menucha. There will be a concept of a yid being able to have menucha even when he's in galus. Moshe said, "Poiki davoy novei sabanim." That Hashem remembers the averos for their children. So a father could do an avera and the child could have to suffer from it. But Yecheskel said, if somebody does an avera, that person should be punished. But ben lo yisa ba'avoyna av, va'av lo yisa ba'avoyna ben, tzidkas ha-tzadik, olav tia, v'risha sarashav, olav tia. So Yecheskel comes and Yecheskel is mevatel this idea of poike davoin oves albonim. And then finally, Moshe said, va'avadetem bagoyim, that when Yidden are going to go to Golos, va'avadetem bagoyim, they're going to be lost. Va'achwa eschem eretz oivechem, they're going to be consumed, they're going to be swallowed up in the land that they're in Golos. But Yeshaya va'omar, Yeshaya Novi said, absolutely not. The Yidden aren't going to be lost in Golos. As a matter of fact, Yeshaya said, v'hoye b'yayimahu, it will be in the end of days. You think the Yidden are going to be lost? A Yid is never lost. A Yid is kind of mishaloyim. A Yid isn't lost. The oivdim, those people that you thought were lost, those same oivdim are going to come Beretz Ashur. The nidachim are going to come Beretz Mitzrayim, and eventually v'shtachlu, they themselves are going to bow down to HaGadosh Baruch Hu. Bahara Kodesh b'Yerushalayim. Omer Rav said, mistafina mehaikra. I'm very afraid of that pasuk. V'avadetem bagoyim. It's a scary pasuk. And even though the pasuk says uvoha oivdim Beretz Ashur, but oivdim, a yid could be an aveda, a yid could be lost. It means like a kilo, Hashem doesn't know where he is. What does that mean? Very scary pasuk. Maske for Rapapa, but Rapapa said doma kaveda mispakeshes. Maybe Klal Yisrael is an aveda, but it doesn't mean that the owner of this aveda, Hashem, was miyayish. It doesn't mean that the owner gave up. Maybe the owner's looking. Maybe this is like an aveda hamispakeshes al yedei baleo. The chesed, as the pasuk says, Toisi kese oive bakesh avdecha elo. Says the Gemara, you're right. Rav didn't mean the pasuk of va'avadetem bagoyim, because although the Yidden are referred to as an aveda, but sometimes an aveda is something that the owner of the aveda is trying to find. Rather, the pasuk that disturbed Rav, that scared Rav, was the end of the pasuk. Va'achlo eschem eretz avechem. That the enemy, the land where the Yidden are in Golis, is going to eat, it's going to consume the Yidden. Maskel or Mazutra, but Mazutra said, Rav, I don't think you have to be so afraid. Maybe they'll be eaten, but they'll be eaten like Kishuim and Diluin are eaten, in the sense that some of them, or some of it, is eaten. The Rivan says, so it doesn't mean that they're going to be completely consumed, completely wiped out. Some of them will be eaten, but some of them will not be eaten. So before we end Masechtas Makis, seven Ha'aris, yeah, why not? Seven Ha'aris on this Gemara of Darish Rav Simloi. So Darish Rav Simloi, Taryag Mitzvah, 613 mitzvahs, Nemeloi L'moish, Sholich Meis, V'shishim Chomish Lavim, 365 Lavim, Kiminyim Meis Acham, 248 mitzvahs Essen, Kineged Evorav Shalodom, and Amar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, my crow, what's the makar? It says, Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe. Torah, we heard from Moshe, and Torah's big match was 611. Anoich V'le Yilacha, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 611 plus 2, it's back in the envelope arithmetic, 613. That's how we know 613 mitzvahs. There's a Gemara Masechtes Nazir, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings three psukim where there was a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael whether you should interpret a pasuk as chayva or interpret a pasuk as rishos. The pasuk says v'kinu eseshtoi. The parsha of Soita, Kinu Vistiro. Rabbi Akiva says Chayva. There's an obligation for a husband that suspects his wife of doing something improper to warn his wife. It's a Chayva. Rabbi Shmuel says Rishos. You want to do it, you can do it. You don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. La'ilam bem tavoidu. The pasuk says regarding an Eved Kenani. An Eved Ivri goes out after 6 years, but an Eved Kenani la'ilam bem tavoidu. Rabbi Akiva says it's a Chayva. Rabbi Akiva says a Meshachar Avdo Yoyver Basay. Rabbi Shmuel says no, it's not a Chayva. It's Rishos. And contrast to an Eved Ivri, if you want, you can keep the Eved Kenani. Lo yitama. It says that a kohen's not allowed to be metama to an ordinary person, but his kroivim lo yitama. Kiva says it's a mitzvah sasei day raisa for a kohen to be metama to his kroivim. Rabbi Shmuel says rishos. So you have three psukim in the Torah. Rabbi Kiva explained as being a mitzvah chayva. Rabbi Shmuel explained as a rishos. Freik tois v'soyte daf gimel amin alef. Teimel the Rebbe. V'chiles luhada amar b'shili makis daf chav gimel amin beitz. Sheish meyois v'yud gimel mitzvahs nemer l'moishim yisinei. Don't Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva both agree there's 613 mitzvahs? The answer is probably yeah. And if that's the case, v'chid Rabbi Shmuel, d'amar Rishos, batzelhu, going to Rabbi Shmuel, that has these three psukim not as mitzvahs, as Rishos, you have 610. Or, according to Rabbi Akiva, that has these three as mitzvahs, you can have 616. Meaning, how is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael going to reconcile this idea of 613? If there's 613 mitzvahs, presumably the Tanaim agreed what these 613 mitzvahs were. So what's going on over here? You have three psukim in the Torah that according to Rabbi Akiva are mitzvahs, according to Rabbi Yishmael are. So if you have 613, so either Rabbi Akiva has three more than 613, which is 616, or Rabbi Shmuel has three less than 610, meaning what happened to the 613 mitzvahs? And Tosfos says, b'derech toichik, you have to say, you have no choice, that it works out somehow. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva has these three, Rabbi Shmuel is going to have three other mitzvahs that are going to make up his 613 mitzvahs. One spoke out from the Netziv. The Netziv says, it's machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Sifri, whether the four tzitzis that a person wears, one mitzvah, or four mitzvahs. Zok de Netziv, Zeh Gishmak. Rabbi Shmuel holds four mitzvahs. Rabbi Akiva says one mitzvah. What if Rabbi Shmuel's three extra mitzvahs that Rabbi Akiva doesn't have to make up the 613? It's the three additional mitzvahs that you have from the mitzvah of tzitzis. But either way, that's Tosfos Kasha. The Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs and Shoresh HaRishon, asks this Kasha as well. And he asks from many different Gemaras, where you find that there was machlokes and amongst the Tanam, how to read a pasuk in the Torah. Is this Aser? Is it not Aser? The Ramban, don't you always have to reconcile it with the idea of 613 mitzvahs? So he says, the truth is, yesh lachkar, achakira hayudu. We have a Messiah of 613 mitzvahs. And the Gemara learned that from a pasuk. Torah is 611. That's how you come up with 613. Says the Ramban, is the pshat that really there was no Messiah how many mitzvahs there are? We have no idea. It could be 500, it could be 800. There was no Messiah. But Rav Hamnuna sat down one day and Rav Simloi and they darshan. Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe, Torah's big match was 611. We heard two from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoich V'Liyelcha. So he did the math. He came up with 613. And this is a drasha like any other drasha. From the drasha, we know how many mitzvahs there are. There was no Messiah per se. It's just a drasha. Maybe there was a Messiah of 613 mitzvahs. And everybody knows, and everyone always knew, and everyone always will know, 613 mitzvahs. The drasha is the asmachta. You want a remez in the Torah to the idea of 613, I'll find you a remez. The remez is Torah Tziva plus Anoich V'Liyelecha Mipi Akvur Hashemam. Zokten, Ramban, L'maynaf Gemino. He says, because there are Midrashim that say that when the Yidden were in Har Sinai, they didn't just hear two mitzvahs. They heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 mitzvahs. All Aseres Adirbas they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just Anoich V'Liyelecha. If that's the case, do the math. Torah 611 plus not 2 plus 10. It would come out 611 plus 10, 621 mitzvahs. So there should be a Manda Omar that holds 621. Now, if there's a Messiah 613, so there's a Messiah 613. But if really there was no Messiah 613, it was all gebait on the drasha, then if I hold that we heard that all 10 of the Aseret HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Har Sinai, that it should come out the number 621. It's not 613. The point says, the Ramban is, there is Mokoyim to declare that 613 is not something that everybody agrees with. So says the Ramban, you have a Kasha, we have a bunch of Gemaras and Shas, where people are arguing, how are you going to reconcile with, maybe they didn't hold of 613. If there was a Messiah 613, then there's a Messiah, then you have to reconcile it. You have no choice, you have to make it work. By the way, on the Rishonim level, this has been reconciled. You have the Rambam has his Minyan HaMitzvahs, the has his minyan mitzvahs, Rav Sadia Goyen had his minyan mitzvahs, but the point is that on the Tanoim level, says Rabban, I don't know if it was a Messiah. Maybe it's a drasha. So if you could ding zechan the drasha, you could ding zechan 613. Says, I'm not sure that everybody agrees with this Gemara right here. Makistav chav gimel amid beis. Everybody knows it. We heard it when we were young children. But the bottom line is, the Ramban has a tzad in a shirish arish and a sefer mitzvahs. You can look it up. That it could be, it's not something that everybody agrees. It could be, it's not axiomatic. It's not universally accepted. There is mukim to declare, says the Ramban, that maybe it's really not 613 mitzvahs. That's the first start. The Gemara says, how do you come to 613? 365 lavin, and you have 248 essen. It's Yudua, the Marsha, in his Chedushi Agadis, right here on this Gemara, says Pshad in the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. He says a Dover Nifla. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, Shtei Shana Mumechza Nechagu Beshami Bezol. Beshami Bezol argued for 2.5 years. Halalu Ayman. Some said, we would have been better off had we not been born. Meaning, had Hashem not created mankind, our neshamas still would have been a chelak elikamimal, things would have been better. They said, no, we were put in this world, we have an opportunity to do well, to shtag, we're actually better off. Says the Gemara, they went back and forth for 2.5 years, finally, nimnu v'gamru, they came out, we would have been better off had we not been born. Stating that, let's make the best of it. So you fashfesh b'maisav, some say, you mashmesh b'maisav. But either way, so the Gemara says they weren't sure, nimnu v'gamru, says the Marsha, what's this lashon nimnu v'gamru? So he says, because there's 613 mitzvahs, 365 lavin, 248 essen. Had we not been born, we would have lost out on the 248 essen. But at the same time, we would have not been able to been over the 365 lavin. So says the Marsha, nimnu v'gamru, they counted. Are there more mitzvahs asays, or are there more mitzvahs lois asays? Had there been more mitzvahs asays, so then they would say there's more opportunities to do right than to do wrong. So let's be born. There'll be more mitzvahs asays than mitzvahs lois asays. But being that they counted and they saw there's more lois asays than asays, nimnu v'gamru, shesa lavin, and ramach esen, so they realized by being born, we're more prone to do bad than we are to do good. So that's the nimnu v'gamru, our Gemara. They counted the mitzvahs asays, they counted the mitzvahs lois asays. They saw there's more lois asays than asays, and that's why they concluded, noich l'adam shloi nivra, yoysa mishanivra. Spoke out, when we learned Perek Chelik, the Chsam Sofer said, that really this only makes sense for a person that when he does a mitzvah, he doesn't have the machshava toiva to do the mitzvah. But we know machshava toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'isa. Machshava ra in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'isa. So says the Chsam Sofer, it bothers me a little bit, because if a person does a mitzvah and he has the machshava toiva to do the mitzvah, see, he doesn't just have the ramach esen, he has the ramach esen plus the ramach machshavos toivos to do the ramach esen, so it's 248 plus 248. It's going to be more than the 365 lavin. So Vazok the Gemara Nimnu v'gamri, he brings the Marsha, there's more lavin than Essen. I think to the contrary. I think if a person has a machshava toiva, he's going to end up having more. So he says, must be that we're talking about people that don't have the right machshavas. And a chanami, if a person, when he does a mitzvah, he doesn't just do it by rote, he doesn't just do it because of harigo, because of some social pressure. He does it with rachmana liba boy. He does it with the right intention. That person is noyech leva adam shenivra, because that person has the nimnu v'gamru, the 248 assays plus the 248 machshava toivos to do the assay is 496, which is more than the 365. He teaches the pasuk and the parashas Bereishis. Ayar Hashem, Hashem saw ki rabba rasa adam ba'aretz v'chayetzer machshava islibay rak rak kol hayoy. He saw that even though people were doing mitzvahs, but their machshava islibay was rak rak kol hayoy. It was in a bad place. Vayinochim Hashem ki yoseh sa'adam ba'aretz. So then he said, oh, they don't have the machshava toivah? So all they have is the mitzvah saseh? So it's going to be nimnu v'gamru, only 248? But on the Laban side, it's going to be 365. Noyech lo'y va'adam shloy nivra. So vayinochim Hashem ki yoseh sa'adam ba'aretz. Vayisatze v'alibay. That's the emphasis that he saw ki yetzer machshava is libay rak rak kol ayoy. That's the second ha'or. The third ha'or is 248 mitzvahs haseh kineged the ramach evarim sheva adam. I'll tell you an interesting gemara. The gemara in the sechtes b'chayrus daf mem hey amar aleph. The gemara says am Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel. Maisa, there was a story ben talmid of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's talmidim she sholku zayna achash and eschayv esreif for the melech. There was a zayna that was given sreifa by the melech, and the talmidim Rabbi Shmuel took this zayna and they cooked her body until it turned into bones. And they counted the bones, batku, humatzu, nimnu v'gamru, and they found that she had masayim v'chamish mishnayim, 252 evarim. So they came to Rabbi Shmuel, they told Rabbi Shmuel, 252? I thought it's supposed to be 248. Amar lahem, he told them, shema b'isha b'daktem. Oh, this was a woman that you did your experiment with. They said, yeah, shahoysav la'akas, a woman's different, she has four additional evarim. Shnei tzirim v'shnei dalsos. So it's true, ramach evarim, that's a man. A man has Ramach Evarim, a woman actually has 252 Evarim. There's a Tesfis in Mesechta Soita, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Pasuk, when it refers to the Mei Hamarim, it refers to it as the Mayim Hamarim. Omar Rav Tanchuma, this is a Yerushalmi. Tesfis is quoting Yerushalmi. Minyan Hamarim, if you do the gematria of the word Hamarim, is 496. And you know what the methodology is? It's because we know, Kishem Shamayim Boit Kenoisa, Kach Boitkin Oisai. That the Mayan used to be Boitik the woman, but it also used to be Boitik the man. How many Evarim does a person have? 248. 248 times 2 is 496. That's the gematria of Hamaorim. It's Lerames. That the Mayim Hamaorim was Boitik the man and the woman. But it would imply that also a woman has 248 Evarim. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara that says 252, unless it's a Machlokes Bava and Yerushalmi. Now, there's a Shitas HaRambam where the Rambam says 251, and everyone screams at the Rambam. It's either 248, or if you're going with Yerushalmi, or that's if you're going with Yerushalmi, and if you're going with the Bavli, it's Bechayr Yerushalmi Mehem and Aleph. It's 252. Where'd the Rambam get Reish Nun Aleph? The Rambam says Reish Nun, it's Sisrei Torah. It's either Reish Mem Ches, that's the Yerushalmi, or it's Reish Nun Beis. That's the Gemara, Mesechta Bechayr Yerushalmi Mehem and Aleph. But there's a beautiful tshuva from the Mincha Saluza. We spoke this out when we learned Mesechta Saitas a long time ago. But the Mincha Saluza was asked a Shaila. We know that if a person says Kriya Shema B'Yechidus, so he's supposed to say Keil Melech Nema. Why did he say Kel Melech Neman? Because Kriya Shema has 245 words in it. But really, we want it to have 248 words. Kenega Devar of Shaladon. So we add Kel, if you daven B'tzibur Hashem Elokeichem Emes, that the Chazan says, those make up your three extra words. But if you daven B'yechidus, so there's an idea to say Kel Melech Neman. Some people do, some people don't. It's a hefzik, it's not a hefzik. Magen Avraham talks about it already. But there's definitely an idea in Halacha of saying the words Kel Melech Neman. The Shoyal asks the Minchas Aluzar that the Gemara says in B'chayrus that a woman has 252 Evarim, doesn't have 248 Evarim. So when a woman davens B'yechidus, I mean, Katchila with a minyan, but if a woman davens B'yechidus, so should she say Kel Melech Neman? Maybe she shouldn't. A man who has Ramach Evarim, so it makes sense to say Kel Melech Neman. Because you'd be Maslim, the three Evarim. Instead of 245, you're going to say 248. But a woman who anyways doesn't have 248, a woman has Reish Nun Beis. Rambam says Reish Nun Aleph. But the point is, a woman doesn't. So if a woman has Reish Nun Beis, so maybe there's no point in saying Kel Melech Neman anyways. Either way, the Mechaz Luzer tells the Shoyal, he says that, you know, I hear the Shoyal, but the point is, you're making a mistake. The idea of Ramach, we don't mean be Mesachin our Ramach Evarim. He says we're talking about me Mesachin the Ramach Evarim of the Ze'er Anpin, Alpi Kabbalah, and the Ze'er Anpin is Zohar, and in the Ze'er Anpin there's Ramach Evarim. So if we meant that the person's being Mesachin his or her own Evarim, so it's a good chap, it's a good charifus, then maybe for a woman she shouldn't say Kel Melech Neman, certainly in light of the fact that some poskim hold that it's a hefsek. But being that we're not talking about our Ramach Evarim, we're talking about the Ramach Evarim of the Ze'er Ampin, just like a man with his Kriya Shema can make some tikkun in the Evarim of the Ze'er Ampin, a woman has an ability to do the same thing. Either way, that's the third Ara. The fourth Ara is, so we're talking about the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So 613 mitzvahs. We're also learning Masechtas Makkos. And Masechtas Makkos, we've been talking about the Elohein Aloikin. Right? Elohein Aloikin. So I'll tell you something interesting. The Rambam, in the end of Perek Yutes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, so the Rambam gives us the fullest of Elohein Aloikin. So our Perek, it'd be another 30 blot, our Masechtas Makkos, but our Perek did not give us all the Aloikin. The Rishonim spoke out that Aloikin, where there's some sort of Chiddush I mentioned, but the whole gamut of Loikin are not mentioned. But the Rambam, in the end of Perek Yutes and Hilchos Sanhedrin, he goes through every single Loisaseh with his Malkus. And he ends up with 207 Lavin. So it's 365 Kaminyan Rumois HaChama, but there's 207 Lavin with his actually Malkus. Says the Rambam at the very end, Nimtzu Kol HaLoikin, Masayim V'Shiva, 207, Simin Lohem, and he says, you want a Simin? Yilaku Zaydin. The word Yilaku Zaydin is the Gematria 207, and that's a remez to this idea that there's 207 Lavin for which there's going to be Malkus. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, we spoke yesterday, the Pasuk says that the Shlich Bezdin had to be very careful not to give a person who's Chayiv Malkus extra Malkus, and the Pasuk, Yosef Pen Yosef Makar Rabba. You can't give a Makar Rabba. The Gemara said, only a Makar Rabba you can't give? And a Makar that's not Rabba. You're not allowed to give, so the Gemara Darshan. But listen to Rabbeinu Bechaya says, V'yesh b'kan remez b'milas Rabba. Shari mitzvahs loisa say hein shin samachay. V'yesh ben kam alavin she'en sham chiyav malkus. V'chein amru lav she'en b'may se'en loikin olav. V'oysam she'behen chiyav malkus. But if you do the math, and you count up all the ones that have a chiyav malkus, in Reish Zion Lavin, the same exact number that the Rambam had. It's 207, Kaminyan Rabbah, which is the gematria of the word Rabbah, Reish Beis, hey, is 207, V'zehu Makar Rabbah. That's the chief guide in the idea of Makar Rabbah. That's the fourth aura. The fifth aura is, so the Gemara says that Anoichi V'loi Yelucha mipi akvura shemam. So how do we come up to 613? Torah is 611. That's Sivalon Moshe. Anoich v'lo yelucha is mipi akvura shemam. It sounds pretty straightforward. That how many mitzvahs did the Yidden hear directly from Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Anoich v'lo yelucha. The first two of the Aseres Hadibris we heard from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of the Aseres Hadibris sounds like we didn't hear from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We must have heard it from Moshe, but we didn't hear it directly from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, it's a pella. This Gemara is a Pella. The Pasuk says very, very clearly in Parshas Yisrael, Vayedaber Likim Eskol Advarim O'el Oleimai. And what does the Pasuk say? Not two Dibrois. It says Aseres HaDibros. You have the Aseres HaDibros. Vayedaber Likim Eskol Advarim O'el Oleimai. You have it again in Parshas Vaschanon. By the Dibros Shniois. Es Advarim O'el Dibra Hashem Eskol Kaan Chambaham Mitoicha Yeshohanon. We heard all Aseres HaDibros. So what does it mean? Anoichi v'lo yelucha mipiak v'rishamanam. L'chayr, we heard all Aseres HaDibros. You know who asks this kasha? The Ramban. The Ramban is Pirush HaTorah, asks this kasha. Says the Ramban, you have to say that really, the Yidden heard all Aseres HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they didn't understand all the Aseres HaDibros that they heard from Hashem. The only two Dibros that they were able to understand directly from Hashem were the first two. Anoichi v'lo yelucha. So Anoichi v'lo yelucha was Piyak v'rishamanim, and the Yidden understood exactly what Hashem was saying. Anoichi Hashem alaykech asher tzizichem eretz mitzrayim. Lo yelucha elihim acher maponet. That's something that they heard, but they also understood. The other eight was Diber Eloi Hashem El Kol Kahalchem Ba'ar. It was Vayedaber Elikim as Kol Advar Ma'il Olamer, but the Yidden didn't understand it. And they needed Moshe Rabbeinu to intervene, and they needed Moshe Rabbeinu to explain it to them. And the truth is, Ramban says, look at the Psukim. It's very meduyek. The first two Dibros, Anoichi Hashem Eloi Kecha Asher Etzei Sicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim. Hashem is talking in the first person. The second Dibro, Lo Yilucha Elohim Acherim Al Panoi. Again, Hashem is talking in the first person. Now let's skip. Lo yisishtacha velehem v'loisa avdein, ki anoichi Hashem alikecha, keil kano, v'yisachesed, I'm sorry. Lo yisisa shem Hashem alikecha l'ashof, ki lo yinake Hashem. Now we're already talking in the third person. And if you look, he says that all the other, al-keim berech Hashem esyem ha-shavaz v'yikacheh. So it's only by the first two dibrois where Hashem is talking, anoichi, lo yilucha lihim acherim, al-ponoi, v'yisachesed l'alofen, oyavoy, u'lishoymer mitzvaysoy. But afterwards, it's all in the third person. We're talking about Hashem, shabbos l'ashem alikecha, al-keim berech Hashem Either way, says the Ramban, it's from that diuk in the psukim that Chazal had a giloy that there was a nafkemina between the first two dibris and the other eight. What was the chiluk? They heard all from Hashem. That's a pasuk in the Torah. You can't deny that. But at the same time, it was a different level. The first two dibris we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we understood it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other eight, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we needed Moshe Rabbeinu to intervene to be able to explain it to us. And we'll just end with this ha'ara. I'd end the daf, but end the list of ha'aras with this ha'ara, and that is with the Meshech Chachma. Meisimcha says, we know the halacha is that if a Navi comes to Klal Yisrael, and he tells Klal Yisrael by Rasha, I want you to be Mevatel Mitzvah. So what's the halacha? Elof Tishman. You have to listen by Rasha, Yo Bar Karmel. By Rasha, there's an idea of Elof Tishman. There's one exception to the rule. It's Gemaris. There's one exception, and that's by Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, you don't listen to the Navi. Even by Rasha, you don't listen to the Navi. Says Ramei Simcha in a classic Meshech Chachma. He says, what's the pshat? What's the difference between Avodah Zarah? So Pashi learned Avodah Zarah is Mochamer, right? That's the Pashu pshat. So Ramei Simcha, it's Gevaldik. He says, because the truth is that all the mitzvahs that we have, we heard Alpi Navi. We heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. And although Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi of all time, but there were other Naviim. And there were other Naviim that even had an ability, says Ramei Simcha, Rasha, to go connect something Moshe Rabbeinu said. And that's why if a Navi comes by Rasha, he can go connect the Torah. Again, by Rasha, of course. But by Rasha, he has a right to go connect the Torah's Moshe. But Avodah Zarah, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Yitzisich HaMeretz Mitzrayim Lo Yil L'chol Lihim Acher Malponem Mipi HaGvura Shamanam. That we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we didn't need any intervention from a Navi. That we heard directly from Hashem. Being that we heard that directly from Hashem, if a Navi is going to want to come by Rasha and tell Klal Yisrael to be Eved HaBayit Zarah, they're not going Keneged a Navi. They're going Keneged a Kadosh Baruch. That's something you can't do. That's something you can't even do by Rasha. That's why in those sugyas of Rasha, there's a Chaymer when it comes to the Aveira of HaBayit Zarah. Either way, we conclude Masechtas Makis with another classic. All Masechtas is a classic. Gufar Hoya, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lozab and Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kibim Halka Baderech, Veshamu Kol HaMoina, they were walking together, the Gedoyle Tanoi. Another thing they had in common was they had all witnessed Churban Beis HaMikdash. And they hear Kol HaMoina, they hear a big tumult, a big party is going on. Shoraimi, Mi Plata, the Romans, they're partying. Beruchik Meiv Esmil was 120 mil away. That's how far it was, and they were still able to hear it. Veschilu Beichin, and they all started to cry. Rabbi Akiva Masachik, Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Amrulai, so they turned to Rabbi Akiva, and they said, Mibnei Mata Masachik. He said, why are you laughing? Amrulai told him, Va'atem Mibnei Mata Beichin. He said, why are you crying? Amrulai, they said, Halalu Kushiyim. They weren't really Kushiyim, but they were just speaking in a derogatory way. Shemishtachim Latzabim, Umekachim Lavidis Kechavim, Yoshim Betach Vahashke. These Rishoyim, these behemoths, they have it good. They're up late at night, having a good time. They're partying. The Anu, us, the Avdei Hashem, the Banim Lashem Alekechem, Beis Hadoim Ragei Alekenu, Sorev Ba'esh, we're Nebuch, living the way we're living in Golus with Soros, the Loi Nifka, should we not cry? Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Akiva said, L'kachani Mitzachek, that's why I'm laughing. He said, Umalo Oivei Ritzoyne Kach, Madach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Oivei Ritzoyne such reward on this world. Lo Oisei Ritzoyne Achaz Kama V'Kama. Can you imagine what's waiting for us one day? If these Rishon, if these Pchayas, these Behemoths have it so good on this world, can you imagine what the Tzaddik is going to get? You're right, we're not going to, this world's the praise there. It's not where we're going to get rewarded. But one day we're going to be rewarded. And our reward is going to be so great, said Rabbi Akiva. You know, I know that. Because look at what Hashem, even for Rishon, Hashem is a Toivu Meitiv. Can you imagine the tremendous Hatova that we're going to get? There was another time where they were walking together and they were up the way up to Yerushalayim. They came to Harat Soifen, Mount Scopus. Koru Bigdeim, they raised Kriya. Kimichigil Harabayas, they came to the Harabayas. Again, this is after the Churban. Ro, they saw Shul, a fox, Sheyotzim Ebeis Kodshe Akadoshim. They saw a fox come from the place where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was. And the Tanom started to cry. Rabbi Akiva Mitzachik. Rabbi Akiva was laughing. He said, why are you laughing? He said, why are you crying? So they told him, Mokim Shekosuv Boy, Va'azor HaKorev Yumos, a place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where once upon a time, if a Zor would go there, he would be Chayiv Misa. Achshav Shualim Hilchul Boy, now there are facts there. V'loy nifka. We shouldn't cry. What do you mean, why are we crying? This is a low point. We've hit rock bottom. That's exactly why I'm laughing. The pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Ches. It's Uriah HaKoyen V'Ezecharyo Ben Yevrachyo. What does Uriah have to do with Zechariah? Uriah B'Mikdash Rishon, Zechariah B'Mikdash Sheni. Yeshaya Novi is taking two Nevi'im that lived in completely different eras, and he's somehow putting them together. Hello, Talakosin Vazir Shal Zechariah Vazir Shal Uriah. HaKadosh Baruch who took the Nebuah of Zechariah and he mixed it together with the Nebuah of Uriah. But Uriah, said by Uriah, it says, L'chem beglalchem tzion sodet tichoresh v'yushalayim iyan tiyav harabayis tabom isyar. Uriah talked about how terrible the situation is going to be after the Churban. He described in graphic detail the low point that Klal Yisrael, the Mokom HaMikdash, was going to reach after the Churban. That was Uriah's Nebuah. But Zechariah, you know what Zechariah said? Albeit he said, Zechariah lived in dark times, but Zechariah had Ruach HaKodesh. He was a Navi, and he said Nevuah. He was from the last Nevi'im, Zechariah Malachi. And he said, days are going to come where things are going to be good. There'll be Skenim and Schenim, Berchav Yerushalayim. There'll be old men walking around with their canes, Meirav Yamin, and the Rechiv Yisrael are going to be filled with children, Yeladim V'Yeladis, Mesachakim Berchav Yisrael. There'll be Kol Sosim V'Kol Simcha, Kol Chosim V'Kol Kala. This is what Zechariah said, Nevuah. Said Rabbi Akiva, actually Neskayim Nevuasin Shal Uriah, until I saw that Uriah's Nevuah was Neskayim, Hayisi Misyare, I was afraid, Shaloi Teskayim Nevuasin Shal Zechariah, because I knew that that's why Yeshaya put them together. He put Uriah and Zechariah together as if to say, first we're going to have to hit rock bottom, and then we're going to rebound. That's when we're going to come back up. But now, Achshav, Shen Neskayim Nevuasin Shal Uriah, now that I see that Uriah's Nevuah was Neskayim, Mita'ala Hidurim, and with the Allah Pitchavkiz, Biyadua, I know Shen Nevuasin Shal Zechariah Neskayimis, then it's Zechariah's Nevuah is going to be Neskayim as well. So he turns to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and he tells them, I know it's terrible, and I know we're living in very, very dark times. But remember the Nevuah of Zechariah. Remember, Oid Yeshvu Skeinu Buskeinu Is Berchavish Yerushalayim, Ve'ish Meshante Biyadai Mirav Yomim, and says the Gemara, they told him, can't end here. Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. And on that note, Hadron Aloch Elohein Aloikin, Uslik Allah Mesachtes Mak.
So as it relates to Red, so the last staff of Mesachtes Makis is a classic. In fact, one Gemara after another, classic after classic. But just a few very, very short aras. So the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis brought a drasha from Rab Simloi. Rab Simloi said, Sheish meyos u'shloish esrei mitzvois nemru loy l'mosh. There were 613 mitzvahs that were given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. 365 lavin k'minyin yemois hachama, 248 essin kineged evar of shal adam. So Rav Hamnuna said, Maikra, what was the makar to Rab Simloi's drasha? So he said, it's based on the following gematria. The pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. The word Torah is begematria 611. In other words, Moshe commanded us 611 mitzvahs. Anoichi v'lo yilacha, two mitzvahs mipi agvura shamanum, which means, if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, 611 mitzvahs from Moshe, another two mitzvahs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you end up with is 613 mitzvahs. I saw a ha'ara in the Megadim Chadashim from Hagoyim Rav David Yoel Weiss, and this is in Parshas Vayeschanan. He brings that the Ksava Kabbalah asked that why is it that we refer to the Aseres HaDibrois as Aseres HaDibrois? 10 Diburim. L'chaira, they should be referred to as Aseres HaMitzvois, right? The Aseres HaDibrois are 10 mitzvois. And being that they're 10 mitzvois, so why do we refer to them as Dibrois? The word Dibur is a little bit of a Billy Gazach. Why Aseres HaDibrois? Why not Aseres HaMitzvos? Now, the truth is that the makar to the words Dibrois really comes from Sukkim in the Torah. In Parshas Yisroi, what's the pasuk that prefaces the Aseres HaDibrois? Vayidabra likim es kol ha-dvarim ha-ela lemar. So you see clearly that they're referred to as dvarim. Dvarim Dibrois, right? It's the same thing. In Parshas Vaschanan, it's even more clear. Moshe Rabbeinu was recounting the fact that the Yidden received the Torah at Har Sinai and all the koilois and the incredible visuals that took place. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayagid lochem es brisoi, that at the mountain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you his bris, Asher tziva eschem lasois, and what was it? Aseres hadvarim, vayichtevei mal shnei luches havanim. So Moshe Rabbeinu refers to these 10 mitzvahs as aseres hadvarim. So really, the makar to the nusach, aseres hadibris, comes from the Torah. You see it in Parshas Yisroi, and even more so, aseres hadvarim here in Parshas Vaeschanan. But the Ksava Kabbalah's Kasha is Hagufa, Arvach Arva Tzarech. Why is it that the Torah referred to it as Aseres HaDvarim? Why would the Torah have not referred to it in a more acute way, in a seemingly more meaningful way, and that is Aseres HaMitzvahs? So Reb David Yoel said that the emes is, B'mechilas Kfoy Torosoy, Shalak Ksava Kabbalah, it's not so poshut, his Kasha. And really, B'machloy Kishnuya. And that is, if you take a look at the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, so the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs is different than the Chinuch Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs is broken up into two parts. It's broken up into 248 Essen, and then 365 Lavin, Koloshen HaGemara in Makis Tavchav Gimel Amid Beis. Additionally, the Seder is completely different than the way the Chinuch has it. Now, if you go to the Chelek HaLoisa says, the second half, the Sefer of the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, so the first 10, 20, 30, even 40 or so Lavin are all related to Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam goes through all the different Lavin that on some level are associated and affiliated and have any Zika and connection to Avodah Zarah. The Rambam begins as follows. HaMitzvah HaRishayna. What's the first mitzvah that's of the Loisa says, but specifically that's related to Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam, He shehizironu mehamin ho'elokus lizulasa yisala. You're not allowed to believe in any God other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who amru yisbarach? Where does it say it in the Torah? It says, Lo yeh lecha elihim alcheir ma'ponoi. Where does it say that? In the Aseres HaDibros. HaMitzvah HaShniya. He shehizironu me'asois avoyda zara lo ha'ove. You're not allowed to make an avoyda zara. Ve'in chiluk ben sheyasim b'yadoi. Ho'y sheyitzavel asoisam. Says Ram, doesn't matter if you do it or you command someone else to do it. Fu amri yisala. Where does it say that in the Torah? Lo yisase pesel v'chol tmuna. Where does it say those words? It says it also in the Aseres HaDibros. I'm skipping now. HaMitzvah HaChamishes. He shehizironu meheshtach v'yislavayda zara. Now let it bow down to avayda zara. V'umavur she'amarnu avayda zara nirtzabay kol mashi avid zula asakel. V'umamri yisala. Where does it say in the Torah, now let it bow down to avayda zara? It says the Rambam, it says lo yisishtach v'elohem v'lo yisavdeh. Where does it say that? It's also in the Aseres HaDibros. HaMitzvah HaShishes. He shehizironu me'avoid avodah zarah va'afilu bezulas ha'abon minim ha'koidmen aval b'tanai shetiyah oisu avodah kedarko. There's a general issue that you're not allowed to worship avodah zarah even if it's not a shtachava and even if it's not the more traditional ways to serve an avodah zarah, as long as it's the derech to worship the avodah zarah in this way. And says Rama, where does it say that? It says v'loisa avdeim. Where does it say v'loisa avdeim? It says that in the Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam took the second of the Aseres HaDibros, which is high level Avodah Zarah, but the Rambam nuanced it and he made four lavin out of it. If you're keeping score, it's Loisa Asay 1, 2, 5, and 6. Now the truth is, when you read the pasuk, there's a lot going on. Lo yeh lecha elihim acher ma'ponoi. Lo yisase lecha pesav v'chol tmuna asher b'shamayim yimav asher b'oretz mitachas v'asher b'mayim mitachas la'oretz. Lo yisishtachav elehem v'lo yisnavdim. So said the Rambam, lo yeh lecha elihim acher ma'ponoi. You're not allowed to believe in any avodah zarah. Lo yisase lecha pesav v'chol tmuna. You're not allowed to make an avodah zarah. Lo yisishtachav elehem. You're not allowed to bow down to an avodah zarah. V'lo yisnavdim. You can't worship an avodah zarah even in a different way, as long as it's the kedarka of this particular avodah zarah. But it's mevur in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the second of the Aseres HaDibros really is made up of four lavin. Now the truth is, the Ramban in his asogas on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs is masig on this Rambam, and he says, Rambam, Reboina da Alma Kula, how could you say that in the second of the Aseres HaDibris, this four Lavin, it's Keneged Gemara? Which Gemara? Makis Chav Gimel Lamed Beis. Because the Gemara said, Darash Rav Samloi, 613 mitzvahs. And what's the Cheshbin? 611 we got from Moshe. Anoichi V'lo Yelucha we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if Lo Yelucha is really made up of four, so the math doesn't work out. Azoy Freik the Ramban of the Rambam, he said, Sorich in Godel on the Rambam. But at the end of the day, one thing is Mefurish. There's a Machloik is Rambam and Ramban, whether or not the Aseres HaDibros are 10 mitzvahs, or whether the Aseres HaDibros are really not 10 mitzvahs. According to the Ramban, at the very least, the first two, he's trying to make shtim as being two mitzvahs, and really based on a mefurish gemara here in Makis Chav Gimel Amud Beis. What about the other eight dibris? So that's a whole other story. But in the Rambam, it's mefurish. The Rambam held that the Aseres HaDibris are not 10 mitzvahs. In fact, the second of the Aseres HaDibris is really four mitzvahs. And if that's the case, it's poshit that the kash of the Ksava Kabbalah doesn't start. And that is why they refer to as Aseres HaDibris. They should be referred to as Aseres HaMitzvahs is not true. If you hold that the 10 Dibros are 10 mitzvahs, I hear it's a Ha'ar. And by the way, the Ksava Kabbalah says a whole teretz to this Kasha. But the point is, at least the Kasha has feasts, right? It gets off the ground. If, however, the Aseres HaDibros are not 10 mitzvahs, then it's poshut, we couldn't have referred to them as Aseres HaMitzvahs. That idea would seemingly be dead on arrival. So what are they? They're Aseres HaDvarim, they're Aseres HaDibris, and that's why they're referred to as such. But just one interesting thing, and that is the English translation for the Aseres HaDibris, at least in popular culture, is the Ten Commandments, right? It's not Ten Commandments, according to the Rambam. And the truth is, it doesn't translate. Because Aseres HaDibros, or in the Torah's Lashon, Aseres HaDvarim, are not ten mitzvahs. That was the Ksava Kabbalah's Kasha. His Kasha was, it should be the Ten Commandments. But it's really not the Ten Commandments. Now, what is it? Ten Dvarim? Not sure what the English translation is for that, above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, in Lashon HaKodesh, it's known as the Aseres HaDibros. In Lashon Chol, it's known as the Ten Commandments. It doesn't translate perfectly, and the truth is, in Shitas HaRambam, the Ten Commandments is a very weak translation of Aseres HaDibros, because really, if you want to start counting commandments, there were more than Ten Commandments in the Ten Commandments. That's the first R. The second R is, so the Gemara mentioned that Rav Samloi said 613 mitzvahs. And then the Gemara said that Bo David, David HaMelech came along at one point, Vehemidon al Achas Esrei. He converted it from 613 to 11. And then Yeshaya Navi came and he made it 6. Micha came and he made it 3. Until Habakkuk came, Vehemidon al Achas, Vetznadik Bemunasa Yechia. We mentioned in the Shir from 7.5 years ago that Kamet Kumas in Nishtabru, to try to explain what's Pashat Pshat going on in this Gemara. At face value, it sounds like when the Torah was given, there were 613 mitzvahs, and David HaMelech had some form of veto power where Bepchenes Sadek Goizev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, he was able to dilute 613 and make it 11, and from there Yeshaya Navi made it 6 and Micha made it 3 until Habakkuk somehow took the entire Torah and he says, you know what? One mitzvah. And the truth is, if you take a look at the Rivan in his Pirush on the Gemara, it almost sounds like that's the way he understood the Gemara. And it's a plea tsumo. How is it possible that anybody, even Adoineinu David, David Malka Mashicha, would have the ability to go ahead and somehow say that it's not 613 and instead it's some lesser number? And the truth is, if you look in the Rishonim and the Achronim, there are so many different terutzim and yisoides that were given to try to explain this. From the Yad Ramah to the Ran in the Drushes to the Meiri. Fast forwarding to the Achronim, the Marsha, and the Klei Yakar, and there's so many different ideas that are expressed to try to explain this. But just one tzushtel that I think is also a mahalach to this whole Indian, and that is, there's a sefer that was written by Rabbeinu Avram, who's known as the Achi Agra. It's called Milas HaTorah. This is a classic sefer. I remember when I was in yeshiva, there was an Indian to go through this, Befrat Shavuos time. And really, the Sefer, Kishma Kachi, talks about the Indian of Milas HaTorah. So if you look at right in the beginning of Milas HaTorah, this is literally chapter 1, verse 1. So the very, very first page, Daf Aleph Amid Aleph, not the Akdama, but the opening verse of the Sefer, So he begins with the Gemara and the end of Masechtas Matis, where the Gemara says 613 mitzvahs. I'm going to pick it up here in the third paragraph. He says, "V'hinei hakadmoinim nislaptu b'minyan mitzvahs." The kadmoinim, they all mutch it to try to figure out what the 613 mitzvahs are. K'moy harambam v'haramban v'hasmak. V'gamo achroinim so'ar usar. V'kol echot v'echot soysir minyonei shal chaveroi b'stirois v'kushyois atzumois. U'be'emes, if you go through all the different countings, l'kulu islehu pircha l'medaktik b'divrei chazal. Really, all the different counts are a little bit shver. V'gam minyonei shal ha'nesher ha'godol ha'rambam zal. Asher kol achroinim nimshochem acharav. Eino nimlat mitfisois chazokois. And even the Rambam, who at the end of the day, in the eyes of the Ma'alos HaTorah, had the definitive count. It's interesting, because today the most conventional cheshbon of Tayag Mitzvahs is the Chinuch, right? In the Achi Agroz world, it was the Rambam. Could be the Minchas Chinuch changed that. I don't know. But the bottom line is that the Achi Agroz said that if you go through all the different cheshbonos of Tariq Mitzvahs, really they're all a little bit shver. So he says as follows. This is a Yesoid Gadol v'Nifla. Not just in Lomdus, not just in today's daf, but really in life. He said, I heard from my brother, the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, it is impossible to say that there are 613 mitzvahs for lo yoyser. She'im kein, because if that's the case, what would emerge is that mi bereshis v'ad boy, from bereshis bar alikim, until parshas boy, which is the parasha of Achidus Hazel Lochem Roish Chadashim and the Karban Pesach, etc. Ein behem rak shalosh mitzvahs. There would be only three mitzvahs, right? You would have the mitzvah Puravu, the mitzvah of Mila, which is in Parashas Lach Lecha, and then the loisase of Gid Anasha. Right, the fourth mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs of the Chinuch is mitzvahs Kiddush Achidus, which is Achidus Hazel Lochem Roish Chadashim, which is first in Parashas Boy. Gam harbe parashiyah shebetayrish ein behem shul mitzvah. And the Gaon said, really, there are many parashiyahs in the Torah that have no mitzvahs. Vizet dovar she'ein miskabel. It can't be. Elo be'emes. Listen to what the Gaon said. Kol dibur v'dibur shebetayrah. She'yotza mi piagvura. Every single dibur, right? Dibur. Every single word that came out of the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he mitzvah b'fnei atzma, is a mitzvah. V'hinei be'emes, ha-mitzvah is rabu v'otzmu adein mispar. When you understand that, you realize that the amount of mitzvahs that we have are rabu v'otzmu, you can't even count them. Ad, mishteyesh lo ein tzichli v'lev mevin. Any person that has the eyes and the heart that's able to pick this up, v'yochel es nahig, b'chol protei inyona v'anogoysov, mikotem v'ad godo api ha-toyer v'amitzvah, v'oz hoysa mitzvah b'chol He says, really, every single word in the Torah is a mitzvah? And really, there's a word in the Torah that can relate to every single anhaga that a person does, so that every moment of every single person's life is governed by Torah u'mitzvahs. And the truth is, kashahu v'harbe maisa me'akadmoinim zal b'gemara b'midroshim me'ashenogu anogoysa ma'kol al-pi ha'toyru. V'alzeh omar dovid ha'melech olav ha'sholim l'chol tichlo ro'isi keitz r'chava mitzvascha ma'oid. What does it mean, r'chava mitzvascha ma'oid? 613? Nunu, right? I mean, there is countings and lists that are longer than that. It's because really, every prat, every inyan, every anhaga, mikotam v'ad gadol, if you're going to conduct yourself al pi ha'Torah v'amitzvos, there's a mitzvah that's telling you what to do and exactly how to do it. B'chol eis u'b'chol rega, says the Goyen, ad ein mispar, there are mitzvahs. Aye, if that's the case, so what's 613? So the Vilna Goyen said, umash uska tayak mitzvahs. This, now we find tayak mitzvahs in a yellow shroshim. What it means is there are 613 shroshim, aval he misparshim la nothim harbe. But all 613 of these shroshim, they spread out to many, many different anothim. And the Gaon continued. He said, "Ube'emes dover zeh nelam me'itanu. Eze mehem shroshim ve'eze mehem anothim." We don't know today what's a shoresh and what's an anoth. Oh, but the truth is, ve'emen atzoyrech l'dasos. We don't really have to know. Ki b'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah, u'b'chol dibur midiburi atoyro, nichol kol atoyro, v'chol ha'mitzvah is kulon kol leisem u'proteisem v'dikdukem. So this is a little bit above our prayer gate, but at the same time, it's also a lot of bit of understandable. And that that is, said the Goyen, 613 mitzvahs is one of the great misnomers of all time. Every child is taught 613 mitzvahs. But says the Goyen, it's a tois atzum. It's not 613 mitzvahs. Because really, there's much, 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 much more than 613 mitzvahs. In fact, every word in the Torah is a mitzvah. Meaning, the Ramban in his Akdamata, his Pirush al HaTorah says, every word in the Torah is Shemai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we know this Kabbalah in even parts of the Torah that seem to be very obscure. The Goyen is saying, halacha l'maisa. The Goyen is saying it's a mitzvah. It's literally telling you how to conduct yourself, what to do and what not to do. Aye, if that's the case, what's 613? So says the Goyen, the cheshbon of 613 is 613 shroshin. I think an obvious zushtal to this is that I once heard, and this was at one of the hespedim for Reb Shloime Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So I remember when he was nifta, I was learning Gittar Tamima, and there were Hespedim for Reb Shloime Zalman, and one of the Maspedim, I don't remember who it was, but one of the Maspedim, obviously a God of Yisrael, so he was talking about Reb Shloime Zalman and his diktok ha-maisim, and how every single second of his day was governed by the Torah. And he said that he once heard Reb Shloime Zalman ask the Kasha, we're about to start learning Masechta Shavuos. We know there's a halacha that if a person makes a shvua to do a mitzvah, or a person makes a shvua to do an ave, it's not chal, right? A shvua has to be lahara lehetiv, right? Lahara lehetiv is rishus, so too the only time a shvua would be considered a shvua if it's a rishus. And Reb Shloime Zalman asked the kasha, he says he doesn't understand. How could a person ever make a shvua? If a shvua by definition has to be on a dvar rishus, what do you mean a dvar rishus? This second, I want to do something. The Eibishter wants me to do it, it's a mitzvah. If the Eibishter doesn't want me to do it, then it's an avera. Vos mein rishus. This was his kasha. Now, he said a geshmak teretz. His teretz was based on the Ran in the Dorim, Davches, where the Ran says that this inyan, that if a person makes a shvua, levatel as a mitzvah, or lekayim as a mitzvah, it's nachal, that's only if the mitzvah is mefurish in the Torah. If the mitzvah is not mefurish in the Torah, even if it's learned out from Jerosh's Chazal, then you don't have the salacha. That's a famous Ran. But based on that Ran, he said, oh, according to the Ran in the Dorim, Davches amir aleph, it's meyoshev. Because it's true, every minute of my day is a mitzvah or iser, but at the same time, it's not mefurish in the Torah. I mean that it's not mefurish in the Torah, so it doesn't go into the cheshbon. And the Maspid was trying to bring out from Shloime Zalman that only someone like Reb Shloime Zalman, only someone who lives like that could come up with such a kasha. Meaning, when you live a life that you're so locked in and you're so focused and you chak that every single move that I make is either the Ratzon Hashem or it's not the Ratzon Hashem. Either I'm doing a mitzvah or I'm doing something I'm not supposed to do. So then you learn Masechtas Shavuos, you learn Masechtas Nedarim, and you don't understand what's going on over here. What do you mean? Lahara Lehetiv Rishus? What's Rishus? Either Hashem wants me to do it, then it's a mitzvah. And if not, it's an Aveira. Meaning he was bringing out that the kasha that Reb Shloime Zalman asked came from a very, very deep sensitivity, from a very deep place of anhaga. As mefirtzich as oifreikman as alchakashas. This was his art. But the Emma says it's a mefurish of Mailas HaTorah. B'shem Ochi HaGoyin Zal. Meaning it's a mefurish of Vilna Goyin. The Goyin said that this is really the way it is. Because really, every second of our day is governed by mitzvahs and averis. Reb Shloime Zalman's kach is really coming from a goyim. That if everything is a mitzvah, what do you mean? It's only tariyak mitzvahs? No, it's tariyak shroshim. But in terms of understanding what the mitzvahs are, really, the mitzvahs are ruchav mitzvah. Parenthetically, if you have the new edition of the Ma'il HaTorah, on the bottom there's a footnote. In footnote 34, so they bring from two of the Talmidei Agra, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Mishklov and Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. So these are two G'dayli Yoylam and Mikdayli Atamid of the Vilna Gaon. They both independently said that they heard from the Gaon, that the Gaon said that just like there's a minion of mitzvahs, Deiraisa, 613, again, 613 Shroshim, there's also a minion of mitzvahs, Derabbanon. And the Goyen came up with a cheshbon. How many mitzvahs do Rabbanon? So some say seven, right? The Goyen came up with a cheshbon, 317, which is interesting. Kaminyan Yiyush, without the koil. But either way, he said that was his number. His number was 317. So it's 613 plus 317, back of the envelope arithmetic, that's 930? I don't know. But the bottom line is that this is what the Goyen said. But regardless, loit the Goyen, even Taryag is not 613. What is Taryag? It's 613 Shroshim. Oh, 613 Shroshim. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is how could David HaMelech go and make it 11? And how could Yeshaya make it 6? And how could Micha make it 3? And how could Habakkuk make it 1? If we're handling mitzvahs, it's a Kasha. We were never handling mitzvahs anyways. We were handling Shroshim. So good. You can make it 613 Shroshim. You can make it 11 Shroshim. You can make it 6 Shroshim, 3 Shroshim, 1 Shoresh. Meaning, David HaMelech is going to tell you, Herzach Tzu, it's very nice, I made it 11. But every single second of your day is a mitzvah, right? Halsach Ruig, you're not really gaining. There's no Chayt and Isker over here. Because at the end of the day, it's only Shroshim that we're handling. But I think it's Posh. I didn't say anyone says it. But this Goyen is a Posh to Mahalach in terms of understanding what's going on in Ar Gemara over here in Mesechtes Makis. At the very, very end of the Masechta, but just to end. And that is the last Gemara, obviously. So what's the last Gemara, Masechta Smakis? So the Gemara says, Shuv Pamachas, there was another time, where Hayu Oilon Yerushalayim, where the great Tanoim of post Chorban Bayis Sheni were going to Yerushalayim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Akiva Kimachigu Laharat Soifim, when they came to Harat Soifim, Mount Scopus, Karu Bigdayim, they tore their clothing. Kimachigu Laharabayas, when they came to the Harabayas, Ra'u Shul Shayatim based Kodesh HaKadoshim, they saw a fox that emerged from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. His Chilu Heim Boichim. So all the Chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Loz Ben Azai, Rabbi Yeshua, they all began to cry. Rabbi Akiva Mitzachik, Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Amru Loi, so they told him, Mitnei Mata Mitzachik. So they turned to Rabbi Akiva, they said, why are you laughing? Amru Lemsi, he told him, why am I laughing? Mipnei ma'atem boich. Amrulay, they said, you want to know why we're crying? Malkam shakasa by bazar akariv yumas. Va'achshav shualim hilchu by v'loy nifke. Amrulay, he told him, l'kachani mitzachik. Tichsev, because the pasuk says, that Yeshaya Novi said, va'ido li edim namonim, esur yehakoyin, ve'zachariya ben yivirech yohu. Yeshaya Novi seemed to juxtapose a nevuah of Uriah and a nevuah of Zechariah. So said Rabbi Akiva, v'chima inyon Uriah etzel Zechariah. Uriah ben mikdash rishon, uzechariah ben mikdash sheni. Elo, said Rabbi Akiva. You know what Yeshaya Novi was doing? Tola hakosum nevuah shel Zechariah ben nevuah shel Uriah. He wanted to make the nevuah of Zechariah and the nevuah of Uriah contingent upon each other. So what was the nevuah of Uriah and the nevuah of Zechariah respectively that are somehow all of a sudden tied by the hip? But by Uriah it says, Lochem biglalchem tzion sodeti charesh. Now the truth is, this pasuk is a pasuk in Micha, but the nevuah is attributed to Uriah. Lochem biglalchem tzion sodeti charesh. Bischar yuksev ayesh vuskeine muskeinois berchoy vos Yerushalayim. Actually, in the sky in the voice of Uriah, ha'yisi misyarishli, the sky in the voice of Yerushalayim. So said Rabbi Akiva, until I saw Uriah's nevuah play itself out, that tzion would be plowed like a field, so I was worried maybe Zechariah's nevuah wouldn't play itself out. But Achshav Sheneskayim Nevuasi Shal Uriah. But now that I see that Uriah's nevuah was Neskayim, and I know that Zechariah's nevuah is totally in Uriah's nevuah, is Biyadush and Nevuasi Shal Zechariah Neskayim. Now I know Zechariah's nevuah is going to play itself out. And when they heard that, Beloshen Azel Amruloi, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. So it's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that Yeshaya Navi took two nevuahs, two completely disparate nevuahs, two nevuahs that were stated hundreds of years apart, and he somehow made them totally zebezeh, the nevuah of Uriah and the nevuah of Zechariah. So much so that Rabbi Akiva was always a little worried. How do I know if Zechariah's nevuah of a Yeshu Skeinu Muskeinu Berchoy Yerushalayim was going to happen? But when he saw that Uriah's nevuah happen, when did he see it? When he saw the shul that was Yoytzimi based Kodesh HaKadoshim. So then he said, oh, the two nevuahs are totally zebezeh. I see Uriah's nevuah happen. So now I have the confidence that Zechariah's nevuah is going to play itself out as well. But the pella, a shtickle of this Gemara is really Ma'inyan Uriah Eitzel Zechariah. These two nevuahs don't seem to have any shaykhis to each other. It's a little bit awesome. So I saw Dover Nifla in the Torah from Agoyin Rav Reuven Margolis. And this is in Netzoy Tzayar. It's the second to last piece right here in Masechtes Makis. He says that I believe the pshat in this Gemara is as follows. If you take a look at the Nevuah of Uriah, that Micha was referring to, that our Gemara quoted. That's the only part of the pasuk that the Gemara brings. But if you look at the end of the pasuk, he said more than a voice. So Urya said Nevuah about Tzion. He said Tzion would be plowed like a field. Yerushalayim, he said a Nevuah about Yerushalayim as well. He said Yerushalayim Iyantiyah, it would be like a heap of rubble. And then he said a Nevuah about the Harabayas. The Harabayas Lebamos Yar. So he was talking about how low the Churban would fall, and that its Tzion would be plowed like a field, Yerushalayim would be a heap of rubble, and the Harabayas Lebamos Yar. Right, it'd become like a forest. These are the holiest places. If you take a look at Zechariah's Nevuah, Zechariah said as follows. Now he said, "Oid yesh v'uskeinu muskeinus berchovis Yerushalayim." But says Reb Reuven Margolis, look one pasuk earlier. Zechariah says as follows: "Koyamar Hashem." This is what the Eibishter told me. "Shavti el Tzion, v'shachanti betoich Yerushalayim, v'nekro Yerushalayim ira emes, v'har Hashem tzvakeis har hakodesh." He says three things. He says, "Shavti el Tzion." I'm going to return to Tzion. Then he talks about Yerushalayim. V'shachanti b'toich Yerushalayim v'nekro Yerushalayim ira emes. And then he talks about the Harabayis. V'har Hashem tzvaka is har hakodesh. Says Rabbi Margolis, it struck me that Urya was saying a nevuah about Tzion, Yerushalayim and Harabayis, and Zechariah was saying the same thing. He was saying a nevuah about Tzion, a nevuah about Yerushalayim, and a nevuah about the Harabayis. Urya was talking about the destruction. What would be with Tzion? Lochem beglalchem Tzion tzadet icharish. What did Zechariah say? Koyamar Hashem shafti el Tzion. I'm going to return to Tzion. Urya said v'Yerushalayim iantia. What did Zechariah say? V'shachanti b'soich Yerushalayim. V'nikra Yerushalayim ir ha'emes. And Urya said v'harabayis l'bamayis ya'ar. What did Zechariah say? V'har Hashem tzvakos harakodesh. He says, I believe that the Nevuah of Urya and the Nevuah of Zechariah that Yeshaya and Novi put together with these two psukim, it's two psukim that are the mirror image of each other. It's the flip side of the same coin. One is the Churban of Tzion, the Churban of Yerushalayim, the Churban of Arabayis. And the other one is Fakert. It's the Geula, it's the Nechama, Shavti El Tzion, V'shachanti B'toch Yerushalayim, V'har Hashem Tzvok Yisar HaKodesh. The problem is that Rabbi Margolis, that the Gemara didn't quote this pasuk. The Gemara quoted the next pasuk. But he says, take a look at what I wrote in the Tzotzei Ar in Mesechtes Brachis Tafei Amar Aleph. And for this, you have to be Rabbi Margolis. Margolis. He says over there to answer Akasha that, quote, sometimes Chazal Masru Lanu Klal Gadol Shegam Benoktam Sefer Dekra Oy Mikra Meuchar Hine Lefamim Ikir Kavanasam Al Reisha De'inyana. Skipping a few lines, Ubaze Yoiru Lanu Harbe Midrushe Razal Shalachayre Enam Uvanim Ve'in Kan Megoy Melacharech. So apparently Rabbi Margolis had a Yisoid Kedarkoi Bakoidish in unlocking these chidos that very, very often Chazal went and Chazal brought the end of a pasuk, but really they meant the ratio. Right, just like you find sometimes the Sfarim say, right, the Achrayna will say this sometimes to answer kashas, that really the punchline is in the Vechulu. Says Rabbi Margolis, sometimes we bring the Sefer, but really what we mean is we mean the ratio. He says the two Nevuahs of Uri and Zechariah, what Sheiches, what does a Yesh Vuskeinu Vuskeinu Esperchovis Yerushalayim have to do with Tzion? The Teretz says, look carefully at the pasuk Tzion Tzadet Icharish, and look at the pasuk before Od Yesh Vuskeinu Vuskeinu Berchovis Yerushalayim. Those two psukim are literally mirror images of each other. Those two nevuas are talking to each other. Uri is talking about the low, and Zechariah is talking about the high. And Rabbi Akiva understood that until we reach the low point, I don't know, maybe we haven't seen enough. The nevuas are tolis, they're contingent upon each other. But Rabbi Akiva saw the low point, then he chopped already. Then he chopped what's going to be. But there's one piece that you walk away a little bothered with. So why did the Gemara bring the next pasuk? Why are we bringing the wrong pasuk? I don't know. This is above my pay grade. But here's my hergish. What does that pasuk say? We all know it, right? We could all sing it. Koyamar Hashem tzvakos oyesh vuskeinim uskeinos berchovos Yerushalayim v'ish mishante biyadei meroiv yamin urechovos sa'ir yimalu yiladim v'yiladois. So the Tanaim were all witnessing the Churban. And Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yeshua, they're crying. They're crying. Pnimis de b'chias. They see Churban Beis HaMikdash. They see the Golus HaShechina. They see a Golus that almost 2,000 years have passed and we're still in it. And they were crying and they were crying. Rabbi Akiva started to laugh. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's a time to be besimcha. And Rabbi Akiva's simcha came from hope. It came from an understanding that if we reach this point, that means what? That means good days are going to come. And you know which pasuk he quoted? He put the two nevuahs that are totally zebezeh. But then there's the Hoysnafa. He said, Odyesh Vuskena Vuskenas, what did Zechariah say is going to happen? After it's going to be Shafti El Tzion. After it's going to be Veshachanti Besoich Yerushalayim V'Nikro Yerushalayim Mira Emes. After it's going to be Vahara Hashem Tzvokis Hara Kodesh. He said, then the streets of Yerushalayim are going to be filled with Skena Muskenas. V'ish Meshantai B'yodim Yerayv Yomim. Right, we went through the Rambam's Perek Chelek, what it means, Yerayv Yomim. Urechayve Sa'ir Yimalu, there's going to be Yeladim V'yeladois. And they're going to be mesachakim berchov yisrael. They're going to be playing. They're going to be laughing. We're going to laugh again. We're going to laugh again. There's going to be a time where we're all going to be laughing again. And Rabbi Akiva was able to laugh now. Rabbi Akiva mesachik. Because berchov yisrael yimalu yuladim v'yuladim is mesachakim berchov yisrael. That's the koyach of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was able to see that this is where it's going to end. And Rabbi Akiva was in the golos. This is Madrigas Rabbi Akiva Kiyodua, and he was able to be mechazik to oil. There'll be a day that we're going to laugh again, and I'm laughing now because I see that day coming. And when they heard that, they were so moved, they were so taken aback. And Beloshen Azay Amrulai, Akiva Nichamtanu, and Tzim Tzveitin Mal Hadran Aloch Elohein Aloiken, Usliqalam Mesaches Makis.